Hello and welcome to Daily Prayer today for June 4th, 2021. Glad that you are with me. Let's go ahead and get started. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. We pray to you, O Lord, you hear us in the morning. At sunrise, we offer our prayer and wait for your answer. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. O Lord our God, we give you thanks that through the gift of our baptism, you have poured out your grace upon us and claimed us as your beloved people. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to love and serve you always, and to love and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Our readings for today are Psalm 88 and 148. Deuteronomy 26, 1 through 11, 2 Corinthians 8, 16 through 24, Luke 18, 9 through 14. Listen for God's word to speak to you. Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, when at night I cry out in your presence, let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like those who have no help, like those forsaken among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. Selah. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a thing of horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call on you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the shades rise up to praise you? Selah. Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your saving help in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry out to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast me off? Why do you hide your face from me? Wretched and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am desperate. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dread assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. From all sides they close in on me. You have caused friend and neighbor to shun me. My companions are in darkness. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling your command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Then from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket, and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number. And there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And God brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. Second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 through 24. But thanks be to God who put in the heart of Titus the same eagerness for you that I myself have, for he not only accepted our appeal, but since he is more eager than ever, he is going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his proclaiming the good news. And not only that, but he has also been appointed by the churches to travel with us while we are administrating this generous undertaking for the glory of the Lord himself, and to show our goodwill. We intend that no one should blame us about this generous gift that we are administering. For we intend to do what is right not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of others. And with them we are sending our brother, whom we have often tested and found eager in many matters, but who is now more eager than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and co-worker in your service. As for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore, openly before the churches, show them the proof of your love and of our reason for boasting about you. And our gospel reading, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He, Jesus, also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, some great readings for today, as usual. We have from Deuteronomy, Moses is reminding the people when they go into this land, this is land that they... That was weird. Okay. below that. This was land that they did not earn. Sorry, my computer was freaking out. This was land that they did not earn. They did not, when they go in, that it's been planted by other people, all these sorts of things. And so they are to recognize and remember this, specifically with the first fruits. Now, this is the first fruits. This is the very, very first fruits. But this same sort of practice would go on every year as well, every harvest. It's this recognition that, you know what? I didn't do this by myself. God gave me this land. God allowed me to do all this. God saved me from Egypt, and bring a portion of that first fruits, whatever the grain or whatever it is, bring it in, bring it to the priests, say, this is because God, my ancestors wandered around in this land. We didn't have any land. We didn't own any land. And we wandered down to Egypt and we became this mighty people, and the Egyptians persecuted us and put us into slavery, and God saved us and brought us out of the land of slavery and brought us to this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And so I give back, right? This is partially to support the priestly order, to make sure that, because they don't necessarily plant their own crops and that sort of thing, so that they are supported by the community, but also that everyone can come together. You notice there's sort of this party at the end where they all come together and recognize God has done this for us, right? It's not about the giving. The giving is important, but the important thing is the recognition that I didn't do this by myself. It's God who did this in and through me. Right, that God has given these many gifts. And you also notice that the resident aliens, those who they are displacing, right, are invited to be a part of this. It's not to be an exclusionary thing. It's to be an inclusive party. So that's an interesting thing as well. Second Corinthians, Paul is commending this young man Titus to the Corinthian church and pouring out all this these accolades on him and saying he has been sort of been given this opportunity and this task by the greater church and by him and all these sorts of things. It's interesting that we see in Paul's ministry very much this this apprenticeship type thing. We see from Timothy, we see Titus, we see a few others where Paul just sort of takes them under his wing, trains them, teaches them how to do this work, sort of shares the work with them, and then also sends them out with authority to continue on this work. He's not just focused on his ministry. He's not just focused on the way that he is doing things. He is passing that along, but also enabling younger leaders to kind of rise up and continue on, and sort of granting them his authority, but also trusting them, you know, whatever you need to do there in Corinth, go ahead and do it. You go with my blessing and my authority. Then we have from Luke, Jesus tells this simple parable, which is a very stark one. Two men go to the temple. One is a Pharisee. And again, just a reminder that Pharisees during the day were recognized as some of the most righteous, good people that you could think of, right? Even though in the New Testament, they're not viewed very well. And tax collectors were viewed as very much not. They were traitors to their people. And yet Jesus says that the Pharisee lifts himself up and says, thank you, God, for not making me like all sorts of terrible people, like that person right there. And the Pharisee says, doesn't even lift his head towards heaven and says, forgive me, I am a sinner. Jesus says, that man, the tax collector, goes away having been forgiven. Again, it's back to what is the purpose? Back to what Moses was saying, that you should give this first fruit. But it's not, the giving is important. Yes, sure. It's great to give your 10% and your tithe. And it's good to do the things, right? But your heart also needs to be in the right place, which is why it's such a challenge, right? It's not just about doing stuff. It's not just doing the right stuff. It's about having the right attitude and asking God to give us that right attitude. That the Pharisee, while he does all the right things, his attitude is, look at me, I'm such a special boy. I have done all of these great things. God, you basically owe me. And the Pharisee says, I have done nothing. I am a sinner. If you want to have mercy on me, that would be wonderful, but I don't deserve it. When we approach God with our first fruits, when we approach God with our gifts and offerings, our time, our talent, our money, it should be from this acknowledgement that we have what we have because God has granted it to us, like Paul granted that authority to Titus. God has given us these things, and now we are returning for God's will and God's work, that God's will and God's work might be done. That's not about us being special. It's not about us doing great things. And look at me, I'm so great. And look at all, you know, the time or the money or whatever it is that I give. But that we recognize that God has been very generous to us and how we can give back that. Now let us join our hearts together in prayer. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Eternal God, we thank you for being with us today and for every sign of your truth and love in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for all works of Christian compassion. The good earth that is our home. Examples of wisdom and righteousness. Energy and strength to share your love. Each new insight into your grace. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? We pray for COVID-19 lament. Let us also join in prayer for Kim Long of the Presbyterian Mission Agency and Patricia Longfellow of the Presbyterian Women. Let us pray. God of those who struggle, we lift up all who battle for survival and long to thrive. Teach us to take risks for our neighbors, whereby we find you as love made flesh in our midst. Amen. Gracious God, we remember in our own hearts the needs of others, that we may reach up to claim your love for them. And reach out to give your love in the name of Christ. Especially we pray for Orthodox and Coptic churches. Those subjected to tyranny and persecution. Those who are outcast or strangers. Those who offer welcome and hospitality. The renewal of those who despair. People of God, for what else do we pray? We pray for Joy, neighbor of Debbie's and former play school teacher who's in the hospital with stage 4 colon cancer. For Diane and David experiencing health issues. For Barbara, a friend of the church. For Brooke, Barbara's daughter-in-law, who will be having major surgery this week. For Michael, Dennis's nephew in St. Louis. For Barbara, who fell and is continuing to recuperate. As well as the Carter family, friend of Louise's. God of all who worship you, make us one with all your saints and with any who are in need. Teach us to befriend the weak and welcome the outcast, that we may serve the Lord Jesus Christ and live to offer him glory. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Now let us continue to pray using the words that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Thank you so much for joining me today for daily prayer. Join me tomorrow for some more. Like this video, share it with someone else. Click on the subscription and the notification button, as well as going to our website, johncalvinchurch.org. Our readings came from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible and were the daily lectionary readings for today. Our devotion came from the Mission Yearbook of the PCUSA, and our liturgy came from the Book of Common Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA, 2018 edition. Thank you for joining me. Have a very blessed day. We'll see you next time.